This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, bro.
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol. Now go to sleep, we.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. How's it going? We have a very exciting interview with Daisy from Below Deck Sailing that we are going to get into in just a few minutes. But first, we wanted to, you know, just chit chat a little bit, catch up. Just the two of us plus all of you, of course. First of all, if you haven't subscribed to our brand new newsletter, the Mention It All newsletter, go do that at betches.co/Bravo newsletter. Comes out every Friday. You know, nice and simple. We're not sending you any spam emails. Go check it out. Barry, what did you think about this Atlanta finale last night?
It wasn't explosive, which I was, you know, it might not happen every time, but I was expecting a little bit more, if I'm being completely honest.
I felt like at the very end, they tried to make it seem more explosive than it was. And I was like, I don't need there to be, like, Cynthia was like, there's broken furniture, all of this stuff. And I was there was, like, it didn't seem that crazy.
It was the craziest thing that the biggest drama was just a white elephant gift. And like,
oh my God.
Honestly.
First of all, okay.
There was some confusion.
A white elephant gift exchange with $1,000 spending limit is a fucking nightmare. That is not okay.
So I think that I might have missed that brief sentence whenever they said it, because when they started opening their gifts, I go, whoa. I was,
okay.
What's happening?
Before the party, Cynthia was talking about, she initially said that there was a $100 limit.
Okay.
And the women were kind of like, what do we do with that? And so clearly they wanted nice gifts, which is great. I love a nice gift, but it's like, this is a gift exchange. Like, I actually thought that Drew, while I understand why her gift fell flat, I think that she had in her mind more of like your average gift exchange.
A gag gift.
And like, it wasn't that there was no kind of like nice part of the gift, but that it was like supposed to be funny and silly, whereas the rest of them were like, no, I wanted a Chanel skirt.
Yeah, I mean, the funniest thing to me about Drew's gift was when Portia turned and said, this was a joke. You're still going to give like $1,000 gift, right? And Drew was like, no, like that bundle is $1,000. But, you know, that was confusing to me, that whole situation, because her gift was definitely meant for one person specific. And how did she know who was going to get that?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
The whole intent of the wig, I'm not sure. I love my girl Drew. I think that she, you know, tried to pull a little stunt here. And, you know, sometimes you go for the big swing and sometimes it falls flat. And that happens.
Yeah.
I think the whole profit thing just kind of didn't quite land the way she thought it was going to. But that's okay. You know,
way too many people told her, like, stop. You know, and it's never a good thing when you try to stir something and it doesn't work out for you.
You know, when Candy and Cynthia are telling you, like, girl, like, you're being too messy, like, calm it down. Yeah. Like, Candy and Cynthia are not trying to get involved in anything that doesn't concern them. So when they're telling Drew, like, you should probably stop. It's just, yeah, I mean,
I have to ask, for out of all the gifts, which one do you think you would have stolen or preferred?
Like the Gucci bag.
Me too.
I mean, well, like, the Chanel clothes wouldn't have fit me. That Tiffany bracelet was ugly. I thought it looked like a friendship bracelet.
I have to say that I agree with Cynthia, and I love Tiffany. Like, I wear my everyday Tiffany jewelry. So, like, but what she bought, like, wasn't, it wasn't like my favorite.
Right. Portia wasn't side-eyeing the idea of Tiffany jewelry. She was she didn't like the bracelet that she got.
A specific item. Right. Yeah.
Like, just because you like Tiffany as like a nice fancy thing doesn't mean that you have to be in love with every single item that they sell.
I just felt bad for like a season finale party. Like, it was Friendsmas and Cynthia had all these surprises. Like, in someone goes, Cynthia, your last surprise is here. And it was the carolers, the llamas. She had a beautiful dinner. Two people like canceled right before. Like, I did feel bad. Like, it's okay.
Portia and Drew showing up 3.5 hours late. That is unacceptable. I can't fathom. I mean, I know they're there to film, so I guess they expect it to be a long night or whatever. But like, when you go to someone's house for a dinner party, 3.5 hours is the whole event. Like,
correct. When they went back and did all the times Portia was late, I didn't realize that. I guess it just happened. I remember Cynthia's wedding, but then I was like, oh, wow. It's her thing. She's just late.
Okay, so we're going to do our Grab the Skinny Pop moments of the day before we get into our interview with Daisy, because, you know, Daisy's her own moment. As we know, endless entertainment calls for endless popcorn. And luckily, every kernel of Skinny Pop is so light, crunchy, and delicious that we love to eat it by the handful and even the bagful. I'm just going to say my Grab the Skinny Pop moment from this Atlanta finale was when Kenya and LaToya were trying to get in the car and the carolers were in the way. And Kenya was like so frustrated. She was like, I need to get out of this place. And the carolers were in the way. LaToya's trying to like do a whole bit with the carolers. And Kenya's like, get in the car now.
Wait, I think that was hilarious. And the best was that the carolers didn't break character. Like, they didn't stop singing when this was happening and right in front of them.
Good tidings we bring.
Yes. Okay.
Carolers were good. They sounded nice.
It was amazing. It was so, like, beautiful to see them all dressed in their sequins and dancing. Like, a beautiful moment. But my Grab the Skinny Pop moment was when little Josiah was hanging out with his dad, and that was such like a nice moment to see their relationship. I don't know where it is right now, but starting, and just baby steps, and seeing Josiah be so mature and like funny at the same time. He's like went to go give him a hug across the table, and they were like, no, get up and give him a hug. And he was like, I just want like a donut, you know. But seeing things like that on Housewives is just like a really beautiful thing. So again, maybe not drama for me this week, but
I hope they can. I mean, obviously that's a really tough situation. I hope that his old daddy can be a little more present and kind of stick to whatever sort of system they try to set up. But I appreciate that Josiah seems really like he feels very supported by Drew and Ralph, and that he's not, he doesn't seem like he feels forced into like pretending to care more than he does. Like, it's nice to see that he feels like he is able to be honest with them. Cause I think a lot of the time kids struggle with that it's like, they're going to say yes to whatever their parents are asking just cause they don't want to make anyone upset. Mm-hmm. And it's cool to see a kid that's young like that, who's gone through this, really be able to express like, I don't care about like this.
Yeah,
I'll do this or whatever, but like, it's not actually something that I'm doing because it's important to me. And
Go JoJo. So yeah, that's today's Grab the Skinny Pop moment. You can grab Skinny Pop yourself at retailers nationwide or go to shop now page on skinnypop.com.
We saw Candy getting like a business award too. Like, there were so many nice little moments.
That was such like a brief moment. I wish
I know. I feel like they always try to do that in the finale. Like, Cynthia's buying a house, I guess.
Same thing. And Portia talking about her grandfather. Like, they briefed upon those moments, and I wish that they went more into them a little bit more. But
lots going on. But stick around for our interview with Daisy. It's gonna be a good one. Enjoy. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just must add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters, starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Daisy, where are you in the world right now?
So I was in New York last week and... yeah, I got to Palma on Friday.
Oh, fun. Have you been on charter yet or just getting ready?
No, I joined the boat on Friday, first day of work today. And we probably pick up charter maybe in about 6 weeks. So it's a brand new boat for me. So it's exciting.
Very exciting.
I have a question. What do you do for the next 6 weeks without a charter? Are you on the boat?
Yeah. I'm living on the boat and... I'm in the boat right now.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's all it's all in winter mode and they've just had their 10-year survey. So everything is throughout the winter, they do all the inventories, ordering all the new uniform, the wine, making sure that everything's properly stocked up, that all the inventories are properly done. And it's everything's packed away. So everything has covers on them and everything's cleaned to the cleanest it can possibly get. So it's pretty boring work. I mean, I hate it, but it needs to be done.
Guys, if you can't tell, we're talking to Daisy, our favorite chief stew from the current season of Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Daisy, how's it going? How's life? How are you enjoying the Below Deck experience?
It's good. I mean, it's overwhelming. New York is pretty crazy, getting drinks bought for me and people shouting down the street being I love you. I'm wow, this is intense. The air hostess was staring at me and she's oh my God. And my voice is really distinctive. So even with the mask, the minute I start talking, people recognize me. She's like, oh my God, I was watching you last night. And you could see her brain trying to figure out how she knows me. And I'm like, yeah, I'm on that show. And she's like, it's weird. But it's fun. I mean, yeah, I'm okay with this. I'm okay with this show. I don't know if everybody else is, but.
Oh God. I'm happy to hear that people in New York were very nice to you and buying you drinks. That is a breath of fresh air to hear.
It was super sweet. We were in Zara and me and Natasha were together and one girl honestly thought she was going to pass out. She was really excited. She was very, very happy to meet. I was whoa. She had tears in her eyes and she didn't know quite what to do. And aww. I was it was sweet. And she was kind of shaking. Nice. She was a hardcore fan. So yeah.
Oh wow.
There were a few hardcore fans. But yeah, it was fun. Everyone was really sweet. So
that's nice. So walk us through how you have gotten involved with Below Deck. And were you familiar with the show before?
Yes, I was familiar with it. An engineer on my old boat watched it and he got us because it does have a bit of a stigma in the industry. So those people don't really watch it or whatever. And he was like, no, it's amazing. So we got really hooked on it. And then I got let go during COVID and I got locked down at my parents' house while I was on holiday. And, there was no work. It was just everyone was getting laid off and definitely not hiring. And my captain messaged me and was like, they're recruiting. I really think you have to do this. And my other friend messaged me and I was like, well, I'm really sad right now and I can't get out of bed. So it's I don't really have anything to lose. So I kind of did it, not thinking it was ever going to go anywhere. At this stage, I was applying for all sorts of jobs, anything to get me back working. And I was I have nothing to lose and didn't honestly think it would ever go as far as it did. But 2 months later, I was in Croatia. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Are you used to working on sailboats before this, or are you mostly on motor yachts?
No, I'm mostly sailboats. I'm on a motorboat now, and this is my first motorboat I've chased you on, and I haven't worked in a motorboat in 6 years. So yeah, I'm a sailboat girl.
See, I wish that was on camera, because that would be cool footage. That would be exciting. So it's funny that you just mentioned you're with Natasha and Zara, because so far on the show, it feels like the two of you just cannot get on the same page. What were the biggest challenges for you? I know we've seen in the past, the Chief Stew and the chef are always, you know, head to head, but.
Yeah, Natasha it was difficult for me, to be honest. And, you know, reflecting back on the show, it shows I wasn't wrong. Like, I felt Natasha was definitely pushing against me, and I didn't matter what way I said anything, what way I approached it, I was wrong. That was it. And watching back, it's kind of nice to know I did, you know, I feel I tried my hardest, and I felt I tried to be approachable, and I felt my feedback was legitimate. And, you know, that's part of learning how to work with someone and, you know, finding your groove. And, you know, Natasha since has nicely apologized to me and, you know, numerous times, which I've graciously accepted her apology. And we're able to laugh about it now. And, you know, it felt like at the time she was convinced I had it in for her. And, you know, now she's been able to say to me, yeah, I was just super defensive. I thought you were trying to make my life hard. I thought you were trying to be difficult. But yeah, we're able to laugh about it now, which is funny. And it was just work. It was never, you know, a personal problem between us. It was only work. But yeah, we're friends now, so.
It's like she can't watch the episode and not realize, like, oh yeah, there weren't 20 pitas in the basket. Like, that was on me. Sorry.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, like, I don't think Natasha could come back and say, you know,
any of them.
I think she would love it if I had been wrong. I think she would have, like, massively, or I had been wrong, I think she would have rubbed it in my face. But unfortunately for her, I was right. So I think she's had to kind of go, okay, you were right, I was wrong. You know, it's hard to watch any, you know, there's plenty of things I would have changed about my behavior, and we've all learned stuff. So, you know, I'm not going to rub it in Natasha's face. And, you know, she's just a defensive person enough. You know, we're all learning stuff from watching the show about ourselves.
Yeah. That's good that you guys go back and watch it, because some people don't watch the shows that they're on, and they have no, you know, they have no idea what it looks like on camera. But I do have to say, I was at brunch with my friends yesterday, and my friend got, like, breakfast Brussels, it was called. And she got it and was eating it. And we were like, how is it? And she was like, it's good. I just don't know, like, what's all this? What is this sauce? And I was like, that's hollandaise. And I only know that from the show. I would have never known, but I was like laughing to myself. They had no idea what was going on.
No, and I was like, we're teaching people across the globe random stuff.
Totally. Yeah. So thank you for that. I know what hollandaise sauce is.
Yeah, it's always, you know, a learning curve. And, you know, I mean, I think the show is pretty funny. I don't mind, you know, it's hard watching myself. Obviously, it's like when I keep saying perfect, I'm like, ugh, I'm just like, get a new word, get a new catchphrase. Or, you know, I'm cringe so bad at some of the stuff I'm hearing your voice, and I can't watch back. Like, if I do a video for someone, that I can't watch back. I have to send it to my friend. I'm like, oh, is this okay? But I cannot, like, a cameo or something, I'm like, no, I can't look at it. It's way too embarrassing. The show, I don't really mind. I actually think it's pretty funny. I don't know why people, but, you know, and I'm not really upset about my behavior, and I'm not very regretful, but I could see how maybe other people might be a bit embarrassed or upset with their behavior. So I don't know, maybe if I'd behave differently, maybe I wouldn't be happy watching it. I think I'm pretty funny in it, so I'm fine with this.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
So we're all watching this whole Gary, Sydney, Ally thing unfold every week with kind of our jaws on the floor. What was it like being on the boat and kind of being around them, and like, did you know kind of all the stuff that was going on? Like, how was that on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, it was hard. It looks way worse. I'm learning a lot about what happened. There was a lot of hearsay, you know, a lot of, and at this stage, we don't even know each other that well as well. Like, mm-hmm. we're 3 weeks in and we're crazy busy. Like, I just was concentrating on my job. And, you know, Ali's obviously my really good friend. So, you know, I was kind of like Team Ali, if you want to call it that. But my main thing is I didn't really want to see anyone get hurt. Sydney had gotten into Gary's bed. I kind of didn't believe Gary. I thought he did the whole like letter on, but said, no, get out of my, you know, when guys are like, oh, get out of my bed, yeah. And kind of like, get out of mm-hmm. it. But no, I want you to stay. So then the next day they can say, oh, I told her to get out. But really, like, I didn't realize that he was like, seriously, like, get out of my bed. Or, you know, he often told me, like, you know, I've told Sydney many a time that I'm not interested. I'm like, well, you need to tell her again. You're not being stern enough. And I feel quite bad about how rude I was to Gary because I just didn't believe him. I thought he was being like a fuckboy. I thought he was kind of telling me what I wanted to hear. And so I think that's why he kind of went back several times, because I was pretty rude to Gary. But you don't see it in the show. But I was like, this is a joke. You need to sort this shit out. And he's like, I did, Daisy, I did. And I was like, well, you obviously didn't tell her clear enough. And now I'm watching it back and I'm like, oh, it was pretty clear. So I feel kind of bad about that for not kind of believing him more. But yeah, it wasn't very fun to be a part of, and it just kind of keeps getting more complicated.
Oh boy.
It's hard in a situation like that, because obviously you want everyone to get along, like that's what's going to make your life the easiest. But also when it's, you know, somebody's personal life like that, you might not have every single detail. But yeah, I mean, sometimes you just don't screw the crew, it just makes life harder.
Yeah, you know, and it wasn't about my life too. Honestly, it didn't really affect me. I didn't, you know, really care. I was more concerned about other people being hurt. Like, right. I was never going to be the person being hurt. But I just didn't want to see the girls or, you know, I mean, I don't really care about Gary, but he's a boy, he can look after himself. But I didn't want to see the girls getting hurt. And yeah, and you shouldn't really screw the crew. But this even got way more, you know, you can still, like, you know, I don't want to be rude about Sydney. Like, she's my friend and we all make mistakes. And like I said, we watch this back, but you can screw, she could have hooked up with him, and she didn't need to drag it on the way she did. Like, they weren't in a relationship. He didn't really lead her on. He was pretty straightforward. So yeah, the rule is don't screw the crew, but also don't screw the crew and then they tell you you're not interested, still keep going there. Like, that's gonna, of course that's gonna lead to drama. So
right,
it was you know, and maybe if you'd been with Ali first and not with Sydney, maybe that could have worked out fine. I mean, who knows? But
yeah,
that was a lot of drama for such a short space of time. That's kind of unusual.
Yeah. And I'm just curious, out of all the places you've been or haven't gone, what is your favorite place, or where do you want to go that you haven't been?
Well, you know what? I've kind of been lucky enough to travel the world. And I thought I was kind of done. And this boat that I was interviewing for several boats, and one of the boats was going to the two polars. And I was like, oh, I haven't done that before. I didn't get the job, so it's not happening. But I mean, yeah, if there's a boat that's going to the North and South Pole, yeah, I'd like to go there.
Have you done like cold weather yachting before? I feel like that's such a different vibe.
I've done Alaska, which was not cold, but there were icebergs and yeah, like a lot of icebergs and glaciers and stuff. So that was really cool. That's probably the coldest I've done. But my sister was literally just in Antarctica,
wow,
6 weeks ago. Yeah, her photos are pretty incredible with the penguins and everything. But,
that yeah, must be
Alaska
amazing.
Was the coldest I got to.
Wow.
It looks pretty incredible.
Is there yachting in Ireland?
It was a good place to spend last time. Yeah, Ireland's becoming quite popular to kind of cruise around now. Like the sailing's amazing. So not so much motorboats, more sailboats. And it's a massive sailing community. So people are definitely getting more into yachting and learning more about it because Ireland would be one of the best places for sailing in the world. It's getting there.
Wow.
That's cool. You should do a Below Deck Ireland. you can lead the spinoff.
No one would understand all the Irish people.
Oh my gosh, that would be so funny. I have to say, when we've talked to Captain Glenn too, and you as well, I always feel so educated after we learn about the boats and how it works, and we're planning a trip.
Yeah.
Yes.
Captain Glenn was telling us about like the sails and stuff, and we're like, mm-hmm, like we get it totally.
Yeah.
Well, you could teach me a thing or two about podcasting, I'm sure. So we could do like an exchange call.
Totally. Well, okay, so we have a good amount of the season still left to go. What can you kind of tease about what we can expect? Anything really exciting still coming up on this season?
I think a lot. I think I've like blocked most of it out of my memory. I'm like, I don't need to remember that. I think it starts to get quite heated up from now, to be honest. I think this is where the drama really starts to unfold, which it doesn't seem like that's possible because it already feels quite dramatic. But yeah, there's definitely some more, you know, crew politics. There's some more, you know, obviously you can see from the trailer we hit the dock, so that's yet to come. I think me and Natasha kind of level things out a bit, I think, possibly not, not sure. And kind of blurted out. I feel like at this stage we should have sorted ourselves out, but
she's gonna start figuring out what the different kinds of eggs are actually called, and then we'll be good.
You know what's so funny about watching it back is I knew me and Natasha had loads of like communication issues and loads of problems, but I never realized how much it revolved around eggs. So when it kept coming up as eggs, I was like, oh my God, stop it. I was like, I can't.
Yeah, it got to the point where Dylan and I were talking last week, and I was like, I think it's just like where they're both from. Like, I think they all learned different things about eggs, and one thinks it's one thing, one thinks the other. And I think they just need to have like an egg meeting, maybe.
I think you're being very polite and very, very understanding.
A scrambled egg is a scrambled egg.
I know.
Yeah, thank you. This is, sorry. Because we don't, because the thing with the over easy is that's actually a real American thing. So that's, again, why I just kept backing down, because I was like, maybe I'm not a chef. I actually don't even really like eggs, to be honest. I can't cook scrambled eggs. I'm like useless in the kitchen. I'm proper. So I really did back down, because I really was like, maybe I am wrong. She seems so sure about this. So maybe I am wrong. Maybe. And with the over easy eggs thing, that's really not an Irish thing. But I've been in yachting for a long time. I've traveled. You know, I'm like, I'm a stewardess. That's part of your job. So, you know, I think you're being a bit nice towards Natasha there. It's part of our job. You cannot say, I can only be a super yacht chef in this part of the world. Like, that's not a
thing. Oh, no. I am definitely being nice, because I have been Team Daisy. So, it's been clear. I'm on your side.
We'll go with that. We'll be nice about it, because me and Natasha made up. So we'll go with it's a cultural thing.
Well, Daisy, thank you so much for spending some time with us. We know you're busy on your new boat. There's surely a lot to be done, but this was so great to catch up with you.
Yes.
No, it was lovely to meet you guys. And thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of the season.
We definitely will. Thanks everyone for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe to this podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches, and just be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Mention It All is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart, or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.